Good morning, Australia. I'm Chris Hogan, founder and CEO of Me Media. Let's get fact up. Last week, we touched briefly on integrating your website strategy with your digital marketing strategy. So today, I'd like to cover off several of the most important parts of designing and developing your website. It should go without saying that when you design your website, it should be for the user. And with 17.2 million Australians with a smartphone, well, it's got to be mobile friendly, right? So if 72% of Australians own a smartphone, this is definitely enough of a reason for you to develop to a mobile friendly audience. But everybody isn't your target audience. So we need to dive a little deeper and get to know who your target audience is. So for example, if you have a client that's between 18 to 29, they would very likely be in the 90% of Australians who are accessing social media via mobile only. 49% of these are expected to access social media daily, and 24% are accessing social media 5 times a day. Wow. So if you're marketing via social media and you want people to click through to your website, what's the point if your website's not mobile friendly, right? Total waste of money. So now I want to take some time to review web design best practice. While we recognize the importance of addressing mobile users, we shouldn't discount all of the desktop users out there, right? Which is why Google's advice was to create a responsive website which resizes to multiple screen sizes. Designing for multiple screen sizes is best done via use of a grid template. Me Media prefer the Bootstrap 12 grid system. This allows for desktop view, which can be divided into 2, 3, or 4, and also breaks down nicely when screen size decreases. We've included a link to the grid system in our blog. One major issue that has come about is that while the internet may have sped up, websites have definitely slowed down due to large image size and the inclusion of video. In a previous Get Fact Up, Google and Twitter got their heads together to deploy AMP pages, or accelerated mobile pages. This advice was to help speed up the mobile internet, but is kind of contrary to the previous advice that they gave to develop responsive websites. One reason being is that these type of programming could increase your web development costs, but I'm sure that there are big websites out there that do need to speed up their mobile pages. It just may not be yours. So sorry, GNT, unless we've got more than 50% of mobile traffic, we're probably not going to spend that extra coin on speeding up the AMP pages. So speed is hugely important for load time on your website. So please check out Page Speed Insights link here in this blog. So some of you might say, I know how to fix speed. Let's just put less on the website. Sure, that will absolutely work. But with the advent of touchscreen technology, users are really happy with scrolling more content on a single page. One problem is occurring here though, and that is if people get everything they need from that single page scroll, then they're less likely to click through to other pages on your website. This means that Google Analytics recognizes all this traffic to your homepage, but thinks that users find it uninteresting because they're not staying for long. They're just leaving. Well, that's not exactly the case, right? People might be coming, scrolling up and down, getting everything they need, and they could stay there for hours. But unless they click through to another place on your website, it's gonna register a bounce. And bounces are bad. Okay. Now onto main menu functionality and placement. Main menu functionality and placement has seen various alternatives such as left side, right side, bottom and top. But nothing has been more user-friendly than a top-level main menu. And now with mobile usability a major concern, many menus have decreased to becoming just 3 lines. However, caution should be taken to ensure your target audience recognizes this icon as a menu icon. And for older target audiences, the word menu is advised to accompany the 3 lines. And one more quick thing about navigation and buttons. Please make sure they meet the rule of thumb, which means I need to be able to click them with my fat thumb. We've included some great links in this blog so that you can read on. Thanks for listening, Australia. We'll see you next week.